I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby! You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen?
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. And we've got the G2G Bar guys in studio. Casey Child, who's the creator of the G2G Bar. If you haven't seen these, you got to give them a shot. They are the newest title sponsor of the program. So every one of the Unrivaleds that you're going to hear going forward are brought to you by G2G. That feels pretty good to say. I'm pretty excited.
Feels really good to say.
Awesome.
We're excited. Very excited.
And this is a bad deal too to have all the boxes.
I'm dying right now. It's like I look at it, I go, oh yeah, I've had that one
keep
before.
Keep talking in the break.
I want this one here.
Not eating any G2G bars. Yeah. So let's get into what are the odds. Here's how it works. I give you a scenario, Scott, or you give me a scenario, and then we give one another a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points for a jersey number associated with that number that we pick. Easy enough. You can play at home. Scream it at the radio. Scott, you want to start us out here while I cough?
Sure, I'll be happy to. All right, what are the odds that BYU cracks the top 25 if it beats the University of South Florida?
Oh.
In its opener.
That's a very specific game.
And that game will be at noon. I know you think it's not a big deal. Humidity in September is a big deal if you come from dry heat. You're going to feel like you're like just soaked. Even if you're the better team,
I know they say they're turning up the heat in the indoor practice facility, but I don't know if that's enough. Like, right, you got to pump in humidity.
How miserable would that be? Is like you got to go to practice every day and pretend like it's humid. I don't know. It just seems it's like
get the full experience. Have some people dress up in Gator gear, doing the whole Gator chomp and cussing at you in Southern accents.
Now wait a second, BYU's not playing Florida.
Oh no, sorry, yeah. The Bulls. No,
what do the Bulls have?
I tell you, I went down last time they played them in 2019. It's a young program still.
Yeah.
They've had like pretty good success. And they really, I'm not kidding. They have as good a talent as a lot of these other teams because what'll happen is these are a lot of kids that were maybe passed up from Florida, passed up from Miami, or started going there, maybe got into some trouble, transferred out of there, or maybe just saw the writing on the wall and not
being
starters.
A lot of talent in the state of Florida. I mean
they beat BYU.
They're not necessarily
year.
Just passed over guys. I mean, these are good players.
Maybe that's okay, a Utah thing. They got to get
so
the
what are the odds
thing.
Then that BYU
that's
cracks,
where that's
cracks
really specific. And I'll tell you that the AP poll comes out next week. The preseason AP poll comes out next week, and they might be in that top 25. Uh-huh. But if they're not, they're on the cusp of kind of getting in. Every win matters at the beginning of the year to be able to jump into the top 25 like this, to be able to get as much run as possible, because people are going to start losing in front of you. We're going to find out pretty quick in the first handful of weeks who the garbage teams that shouldn't have been in the top 25 are. Texas.
Hey, right? Texas got a first-place vote, and don't knock them. Do not knock that.
Look, as a Texas as a native Texan, it's they have no business being in there, okay? But USC, yet to be seen what they're doing, but they were 4-8 last year, and they find themselves in the top 15. But some of these teams are going to start losing and falling out, and if BYU can beat UCF, they will be in the top 20. They'll be like a 22-23 first week. So I'm going to say this is a – ooh. Let me see here. I'm going to go with a Reggie White 92% chance.
Oh, you think it's really high?
Yeah. Because I think they'll win that first game. I mean, I think they're favored by 13 down there. And they're going to be humming. I think they're going to be. Klein
is
going to
just outside the top 25.
Yeah, so I think they're going to be. I think it's going to be pretty. They'll be there.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think it's a. Jeff Hardings, who we had on our show before, former Pittsburgh Steeler, Detroit Lion, 64%.
64. That's lowish.
Well, no, it's better than 50%.
We'll see when the AP poll comes out what the deal is.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. What are the odds that Odell Beckham Jr. ends up signing with the Bills? Now, he's not under contract, so this isn't tampering. This is just your buddy reaching out and saying, hey, what do you think? You come over and play, you come over here to Buffalo. That's a tough sell, Scott. I know I know that the Bills are a really good team and they're on the cusp.
What do you mean it's a tough sale? For OBJ to go to the Bills?
I'm just saying the place. Buffalo is a tough.
Oh, well, no one wants to go to Buffalo.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're talking about the guy who was in Los Angeles last year playing
Buffalo. SoFi. Buffalo is not. If you're a Buffalo Bill, that's an amazing
he
place.
He made it
be.
Through Cleveland, though. So it's probably a bunch of steps
Buffalo
above
is not
Cleveland.
It's not Cleveland.
I know the weather's probably worse. Well, but I would say city-wise, Buffalo's probably better than Cleveland. Or at least comparable in terms
they're
of.
They're really close to each other. They're not that far from each other.
So what are the odds OBJ ends up signing with the Bills? Von Miller's trying to get him to go.
If he's actually really smart, I would sign with the Bills. The Bills are probably, I think the Bills are probably the favorite to win the AFC.
You have a top four quarterback.
I think Josh Allen is really good.
I think Josh Allen is better than Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't have a Super Bowl on
Matthew,
his belt.
Well, now, I mean, but Matthew Stafford, like throwing the football is a massive talent. Probably as talented as anyone in the NFL, throwing the football. He's pretty good.
Give me a number.
But Von Miller says, because Von Miller's there, right? And he goes, I'm telling you, it's just like the Rams. This team is ready to win because they were teammates, right? They were teammates with the Rams, and maybe they didn't know each other before then. I think it's actually fairly high. I'll say it's 79% too tall Jones. Or no, he was 72.
72.
79 is Harvey Martin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for
Harvey
it.
Martin.
I'll have to take your word
He was.
It. I bet it's high. Like really high. Because you don't have to convince a guy, look, you have a really, really good quarterback there. They're already.
No one else is.
Everybody wants to go to a contender right off the bat, right? I'm going to get a Montreal Alouette.
Oh.
Ben Cahoon, 86%. Was it 86, Ben? Yeah,
nice.
86.
Look at you, pandering to the crowd today. Well,
why wouldn't I?
I know. I was.
Ben's
I was
sitting
totally
right here in the studio. Yeah. Casey, what number were you at Utah?
Six.
Yeah, see?
Six. Oh, six is a good number.
The six is a, there's a lot like of six. There's a lot of really, really good sixes we've used on this program before. Maybe you make that. Maybe something is really low odds on this one. Scott, what are the odds that the Pac-12 ends up making more money on their media rights deal than the ACC ends up doing? Remember last year they ended ACC and the Pac-12, they're about the same. They're mid-30s on their earning per institution. And now that the Big Ten has dropped out of ESPN, it's looking like they're going to be on everything else. But that might be a nice open door for the Pac-12. So what are the odds that the Pac-12 ends up making more per team on their media rights deal that they're going to make?
So media rights is everything? So is it like streaming? It's like traditional cable? It's
yeah. Do you think they'll be?
Is
do you think they'll
it,
end
is
up
it gambling money too? Does gambling?
You
money?
Know, Klyavkov worked for MGM right before this, so why not?
So the Pac-12 gets. I think they'll get more than that. The ESPN thing is fascinating.
That's a massive
deal. I think NBC, CBS are like We want to be a player in college football, a serious player. And CBS doesn't have anything else. I mean, they don't have the NFL. And then NBC's talking like they want to combine college football games with NFL games, like back to back. So you see a college game on a Saturday night, and then you see an NFL game. And they, you know, of course, they have the ability to do that because they have the NFL. So ESPN's, you know, they got to look somewhere else. Okay, I think it wouldn't happen, but with the gambling money.
I love how you say it like that. You bring in the gambling money.
Well, it made all these franchises extremely more valuable than they were. I'll say it's Ben Cahoon, 86%.
Okay, there you go. And then they make more money than the ACC. Yeah, that's a tough draw for me.
Was that your number in Canada or your whole entire life, Ben?
I was number 7.
You were 7.
Transferred from Ricks College to BYU.
Mm-hmm. Back when they still had football.
And they didn't have 7. 7 wasn't available. It became available after my first season. I had it for about 20 hours, and then I was informed that Norm Chow had given it to some new quarterback recruit named Steve Federick.
Oh, Kevin Federick.
I had my number for about 20 hours, and then I went back to 86 just by default because it was the only number of
Coach
that was
Chow
that was all that was
giving
left.
It away. Come on, yeah.
To a quarterback.
I know you guys always commanded some. Geez.
Hate those quarterbacks.
I'm gonna go with it. I think it might be because the ACC is still, I think, more intact.
Well, they can't do anything.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, I think that they're going to make 36-ish million a year still. To say the Pac-12 is going to go up, I think that now they're going to have to take away, obviously, the value of USC and UCLA at some point, and that's going to be a major hit.
UCLA's coming back to the Pac-12.
Scott's convinced.
They are.
Gavin Newsom's going to sue the pants off the Bruins and then keep them there.
All right. It'd be smart to come back.
I still think it's low. I'm going to go with a Tim Tebow, 15%.
Tim Tebow?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of him.
He was a tight end. Played for the Broncos. He just didn't know he was a tight end. That's a part of the problem. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got more to go here around the corner. When we return, we've got ourselves a little bit of Jazz news. Are the Knicks really thinking that they're driving this deal with Donovan Mitchell? Well, I'm sure Danny Ainge doesn't think so, but the Knicks are still saying what they will and won't do. And the Jazz are just staying nice and quiet about the whole thing. We'll tell you what the newest in the Donovan Mitchell drama that's happening here and whether or not the man ends up playing even, at least a little bit this season for the Jazz or not. Stay with us on Rival Continues, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.